made a podcast with all my friends. This is how the show always begins. I sure hope it's not shitty. I call it Secondhand City. Let's listen into the show. Welcome to the second Secondhand King podcast. I am Secondhand King. You know, I'm doing this show differently because we have a lot of talent in the room right now. And normally I would like do like a depressing, boring, not boring, it's poetic, but you know, like a long fucking diatribe about something. But I want to get right into this show because this is a great show we have for you guys right now. We have the most people I've ever had in my room at one point in time. So, I mean, that's important. We got, first off, we got my co-host, a man who was the featured guest last time, but now he's the number one, he's the co-host. Dominico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back at Secondhand City, man. We back here. This is perfect.
You don't need to rewind now. This is got the first.
This is perfect.
We got two Secondhand Kings.
Secondhand Kings, one building. It's like a shitty porno.
Siamese twins.
Is it you? It's fine. Okay, so we got Dominico. Did we clap? We already clapped for him. We clapped. The third mic. We have third right mic. Now, and I must say, first off, that is really hot in this room.
It's really gonna get hot
in this room.
It's gonna get real hot.
It's gonna get really hot, even hotter, because it's just, you know, we're all doing it.
I ain't doing
not
it.
That why way. Am I saying that? I don't know why I said that. Doing it. No, there's nothing going on. Okay, we're just a bunch of people in a room. Yeah. We got third mic, Artie.
No laughs.
We did this before and he got laughs, but this time he got claps.
He got claps.
And now, drum roll, the featured guest,
yeah.
Clark Roosevelt.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? Appreciate y'all bringing me out, yo.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, man.
We did it.
I'm here. Let's get it, man.
All right. Let's get into the show, I guess. So, First off, I gotta say, is that me and Clark talked about a couple things earlier in the car, and I had a whole show in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that show is completely gone.
Yes.
So this is gonna be whatever happens. I have questions, and let me show you the questions I had.
Two questions.
Closing line and Shakespeare LP.
Yeah, so, man. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
You're just gonna have to freestyle anyway.
Yeah,
you
got to fly, man.
First off, Clark is a good friend of mine.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Straight up.
We've been friends for a little while. Clark made a beatbox at the end of my set one time when people went in encore, and he made my set. It was fucking incredible.
Man, I ain't gonna say all that, man. I didn't make the joint. It was already tight.
Yeah, it was tight, but you made it like tight. Like it was like it's tight. But now Clark is like, that's tight. Like, now people have no question but to be like, that's tight. You know what I mean?
Wasn't that J-Bomb when he came?
J-Bomb, yep. J-Bomb came. That was a good show.
Yeah, that was a real tight show.
You've been beatboxing for a while, right?
Yeah, I was beatboxing before I was rapping. Like, that was like, that's what got me into hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Man, I was just like, man, I was probably about 6 or 7. And I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing this beat. And I'm like, hey, okay. And then they was just like, it stopped. And they was like, man, you know what I'm saying? It was Biz Markie. It was like, you know what I'm saying? He talking about how he do it and all that. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker did it with his mouth, like, type shit. Like, and my pops
say
explained
I'm
it to
just
me.
Just a friend.
Yeah. No. That was my first shit. Okay. I didn't hear him say I'm just a friend until Mario came out with it. Like,
what?
Yeah. I wouldn't, man, hip hop ain't even my first genre.
What was your first genre?
My first genre was classic rock.
Who'd you like?
Beatles, Guess Who,
Pink Floyd?
I wasn't a Pink Floyd fan. Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones?
A little bit of Rolling Stones. Elton John, really.
Elton John?
Okay. Let me see, man. Who else? Man, it's a bunch. It's a bunch of names. Ozzy Osbourne. I was into that. Not his early shit. It was too dark for me.
So you had long hair and like.
Nah, I wouldn't. Like... I didn't model myself.
That's all right, man.
It just like in my house, we couldn't listen to hip hop at first.
You couldn't listen to hip hop. Why?
Well, it wasn't even just hip hop. It was just like the radio. You know what I'm saying? You know, the radio plays trash.
It was banned?
It wasn't like banned, but it was like if I was gonna listen to it, my parents had to be there.
Right,
like,
right.
Hey, yo, nah, that, nah. They no booty shaking in here.
Wanted to make sure you wasn't getting
the bad part of it. You know what I'm saying? So they
was it
like,
around the parental advisory?
It was around, let me see, it's about 95, 96.
Oh, that was way after.
They're worried about you booty shaking?
Nah, man, I had a sister too. Ooh. Ooh. Nah, man. But, and you know what I mean? Saying, nah, I grew up
that
the
would be traumatizing, though, if like you walked in, your son was like,
yeah, man.
Like
they don't.
I mean,
okay, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you shaving now. You go ahead. LBC.
We've already started on two strikes.
FEC is already up our ass right now.
But yeah, man. Like I was listening to oldies '95, like out the gate,
okay.
Gospel music. So
yeah.
But when I first heard it, it was what got me in this beatboxing was Biz Markie, and then I heard. That Thing by Lauryn Hill. And that's what got me on rapping.
Okay.
That's my little joint.
Yeah, that was my shit. I'm listening. I'm thinking this is...
Doo-wop That Thing.
I'm thinking it was Queen Latifah. And so I'm like, damn, this is a tight-ass song, Queen Latifah Crispy. But then, like, my pops was like, nah, that's not Queen Latifah. That's Lauryn Hill. And I was like, who is this? And he showed me a picture. And I'm like, oh, my bad. But they sound alike, though. They still sound alike.
They do,
me.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah, not really. Oh,
it's okay. There's a button on your hat right now. What is that? Is that looks like a 90s
it's Tiffany.
Star. Tiffany. Why do you have a Tiffany button?
Oh, man, it was blue and my hat is blue.
What you been doing, Clark?
I feel like there's more to that question that is not getting answered.
Because I didn't know who it was, and I was just like, I was at Boomerang, and they had
Tiffany?
Him. Yeah.
From the 80s?
Yeah, from the 80s. There's only one Tiffany, I think.
I don't know, I ain't listening to none of her music.
She had the mall song where she was in a mall.
Yeah.
That's her?
She would only perform in malls.
She only sung in malls.
She only sung in malls.
What?
Like Drake. Drake only sings in malls.
You heard it here first. On second.
There's that line that's like, I went to the mall, cop 100. I don't know. I don't know any Drake song. All I know is his latest hit.
Hotline Bling.
But that video is already legendary.
That video was stolen from what I understand from a fucking 90s or an 80s. Yep. I was telling Clark this when we were coming up here. That is stolen from an 80s artist.
What is it?
I don't know. I just remember hearing it, and whenever anyone tells me something, it's always the right thing.
Where's the? We have to cite our sources.
Wikipedia never
no
fails.
No sources.
Me.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Random strangers on the internet are never wrong. You know what I mean? They're never wrong.
Straight up.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Clark, you are also a clothing line. Connoisseur.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm on the brand, man. It's called Clever World. Clever World is the movement. Clever World is my my, like, if I make it, it's like, yo, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Like, Joy Badass got Pro Era, 50 had G Unit. Mm-hmm. I got Clever World. And the clothing line is called Clever Threads. And it's basically, you know what I'm saying, urban fashion, man.
Yeah.
T-shirts, hoodies, crew necks. Snap bags. We got the set.
Clap for crew necks and hoodies, motherfucker.
He's got sick crew necks. In fact, this is the funny story. The first time I met you, Clark, do you remember that?
Yeah. We was at, it was Riot Room. I forgot what the show. The show was JB. It was JB. It came with
JB.
With for Shameless.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's Shameless. Right. And I was all excited about buying a shirt. And so I go in there and I'm like, all right, dude, these shirts are like dope. I really like it. He has like a nice bag that comes along with it and stickers.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the real deal. And so I'm coming in there, and he's like, ah, dude, that's cool. Thank you so much. And my card declines. Ooh. So I look like an asshole because I'm just like, I don't actually have money for this, so.
It was all good, man.
Oh, my God. I was so mad.
Oh, shit.
And I came to find out I had like $1.22.
Damn.
Yeah.
No shit, t-shirt. No,
I didn't buy a t-shirt.
No merch.
Yeah. I'm going to buy one.
Man, me yeah, too, though.
Right. I wasn't tripping, because, I mean, it happens, man. Like, some people, they'll think, like, yeah, I got money
Am I the
my
first?
Car.
Has anyone else done that?
Ain't nobody else did it, but I mean, you go to the only, store, you thinking like
the only one.
He's so nice, like people do all the time. Like they haven't, but I'm sure people, it happens. To
not
people.
With
That's
me.
Look at it.
I've never heard anything.
It happened with my food stamps before, man. I'm thinking like, yeah, I got hella stamps on here.
And sometimes I just go through the checkout line. I'm just like. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Half the time.
Every
like,
time, bro.
Jesus gonna.
Every
Jesus
time.
Jesus gonna make a way.
Right. I'll be like, one more time. One
speaking
more time.
Of, speaking of Jesus, there's a thing that Clark to me has the funniest, and I don't normally bring up Facebook in normal conversation, but Clark has the funniest fucking Facebook I've ever read in my life. And he's got one thing called Facebook Jesus.
Facebook Jesus, man.
Can you explain to me who Facebook Jesus is?
Facebook Jesus is... I can't say a vibe. It's an aura. It's a
movement.
It's a movement. You know what I'm saying? It's not like... It's not real Jesus. No. So, I mean, I believe in the idea of Jesus.
You don't need to play to that crowd.
No, okay?
There's not any... I think I've exhausted my religious crowd many times.
He's such a super atheist. Like nah, he's man, like he said, you don't gotta like those fuck those fucking like you paying their tithes and shit. Fuck that. We're here.
It's like
Secondhand City podcast. Claps.
I'm broke. I'm atheist, and I'm here to stay.
And I'm here to stay.
And he's here to stay.
All
right. Yeah, but like Facebook Jesus is just like, man, them posted like, yo, don't scroll without saying amen.
Yeah.
Or, you know, saying it'd be a real sick baby and it'd be like, yo, like this picture to send the baby some prayers. And it's like, so, you know, I put likes on this bitch post like 2 days, you know what I'm saying, a couple minutes ago. She was half naked. Are those prayers too? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Facebook Jesus is just like, I mean... Like I said, man, I believe in the idea of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something. I understand what I get, but it's like, it's something to believe in, and it's like, it's between wrong and right, man.
You running for president right now?
Man, I might be, man. Oh, yeah, you know something? I am. Yeah. I am. Back when Obama
almost
got...
hitting me when he said that.
Yeah, my bad. When Barack Obama got, when he won that last time, I was like, man, I'm going to go ahead and run for president, because I always vote for myself.
You would run for president?
Yeah,
I would vote,
man.
For you.
Cool,
you got a clothing
man.
Line. You got
right.
shirts. You're wearing a shirt right
a
now.
Rap.
Vision.
He's got a vision.
I got vision.
What lives matter, Clark?
black lives matter, but you know what I'm saying? I like, and this will kill me about the All Lives Matter movement, because it's like, yo, before Black Lives Matter, All Lives, you know, so why weren't y'all saying it then? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a, hey, me too.
It's a, like
they
a
distraction. We matter too.
It's a distraction from like the point.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter is Black Lives Matter too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People basically what it's saying.
But it's like really like, think about this. Like,
a lot of racist people that are like, they're like, well, we matter more.
Yeah, basically.
Well, shit.
Like,
that's what I say to them.
So why even chime in? Because Black Lives Matter is not, you know, it's not like only we matter. It's
yeah,
like,
it's not, yeah.
Yeah, and people are
it's
fucking
like,
racist
yo, it's,
dicks.
Y'all forgot that Black Lives Matter, basically. And it's a lot of people, and I'm just like, when people say All Lives Matter, I said, what the fuck do you mean by All Lives Matter?
Yeah.
And they just like pause, like, I mean, do we all matter? I'm like, so we all matter. Why is it the point that I have to say that Black Lives Matter? Yeah. And then they like, damn. True, and I'm true. Like, that's the point of Black Lives
Matter.
Well,
they say it like almost like aggressively. They're like, all lives matter.
All lives matter. Like damn. Like
a, calm down. He's not saying.
It's like
a
rebuttal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kill everybody but black people type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what. That's basically what y'all think we saying. Like, right. Nah, man. We saying, yo, man, preserve the black man. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's, we matter just as much as everybody else do.
I would actually, I would vote for you, for real.
I appreciate that,
like, you get a
that,
Tiffany
man.
Fucking button.
Clark running for president.
Clark Roosevelt for president.
President Clark Roosevelt, 2020.
For the president.
Wonderful. I saw you on a, you had a photo shoot recently.
And that was for a fashion show with Jasmine, what is her last name? Cooper. She's doing a fashion show. We stopped, we was going to stop doing fashion shows.
Okay.
But, she was, I mean, her, Mark from Made Mob, he had, you know what I'm saying, they had told me about a year ago before we had stopped. He was like, man, we're going to go ahead, we're going to do one that's by designers for designers. I'm like, cool, because the ones we've been in was just like, man, y'all fucking up. This is wrong. That's wrong. We asking questions. Don't nobody know the answers and shit like that. So I was like, shit, we're going to go ahead and do this one and kill. You yeah. know what I'm saying? I treat everything the same. A fashion show, a
all
performance.
Fashion matters.
All fashion.
All fashion matters.
All shows matter. All shows matter.
Oh my God.
So you know what I'm saying? I treat all that shit the same way. And like, one thing that's different about me and any other designer in the city is that if I'm gonna be in the fashion show, the models is walking to my music.
Oh, that's tight. Your own specific music.
Yeah, my own specific music. And like, as in kill, like the last three shows we did, it was like that, and everybody just like bumping their head like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then somebody be like, yeah, and that was his music that was playing behind this shit. And so I mean, that's, and that's shit like that is what, you know what I'm saying, is what I'm working on to set me apart from everybody else.
Nice. And that's important.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Straight up. True. And the meaning of the show, like, I told Mark I was gonna be telling people this too. Like, the meaning of the show is like Kansas City Fashion Week. I went to them. Nope, they said nope. A couple other urban lines went to them, and it was just like they looked down on the urban fashion.
Right, right.
Like, oh, y'all just got t-shirts. Y'all just doing hoodies. Y'all just putting y'all logos on shit. And it's like, oh, well, y'all ain't doing it but sewing fabrics together and not selling shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You may simplify what we're doing, but at the same time, we making money.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We out here grinding. We out here grinding just like you. You went to school for your shit.
Money.
Yeah.
Money. That's money right there.
Either with the school for your shit for 4 or 5 years. And you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. No, I'm not going to never knock nobody for going to school. It's not for me. But nah. At the same time, just because I didn't go to school for my shit, and I'm, man, fuck that, man. I'm just as good as a designer as you type shit.
Yeah.
Just right. In two different aspects. So
you got to have that confidence when you
got to, man.
When you like trying to present your craft to
a mass
of people.
At first, I would walk in the room and be like, especially on like the fashion tip, I would walk in and be like, damn, I'm seeing all these people that's designing and shit like that. With the textiles. But now, you know what I'm saying, I walk in and the people with the textiles and shit coming to me asking me, what, hey, yo, so how you selling and how you doing this, and oh, I need a logo for my brand and shit like that.
They're trying, like, to come around,
trying to get, you know what I'm
saying, trying to come around.
Yo,
now
this one thing I always, you know what I'm saying, cause a lot of people be like, ah, nah, I ain't fucking with you no more. But like, I'm the type of person that's like, if I come to you and you blow me off, I count it as, I see it as, they always come back. And it's happened more times than not.
Yeah.
Like, even like shit, the beginning of my shit, New Year's Eve 2012, I'm saying like, yo, I'm gonna start this brand. We all at a friend's house. I knew some of the people, but like my main homies was with me. We all went to school together. Everybody in the room, or you know what I'm saying, was connected somehow. So me and my homies, it's about five of us, my main niggas. And, you know what I'm saying, it's like, everybody, you know what I'm saying, New Year's come, yo, this is what I want for this year. It come to me, I say, I want to start my brand. I want to start my clothing line. Everybody else in the room, like, this motherfucker got clothing line? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck this is? Yeah, yeah, basically.
It's
like,
amazing, like, when you start something and people are like,
man, like,
nah.
Hey,
nah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop being creative. You creative, like, yeah, yeah, little bitch.
Yeah,
like, and you be like, damn, bro, I thought we was homies. Like,
man.
We was just like playing Smash Brothers, and I told you I had an idea, and now we enemies.
Yeah.
But what was crazy was, like, my homies, you know what I'm saying, I call them my brothers, I call them, my, you know what I'm saying, my sisters, they are like, nigga, about time you get on this shit, because we've been waiting
That's
for
the
this
right
shit.
People. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then what's crazy is since then, everybody else in the room had come to me for a shirt. Mm. I need a shirt, I need two shirts.
They already know us.
You know what I'm saying?
They and, already know
it. Like that night, man, I went to the, and you know what I'm saying, I wrote down names and I took a mental picture, you know what I'm saying, everybody was in the room. Mm-hmm. Just sold it, you know what I'm saying, on some, like, I made it type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I made it to a certain point where my naysayers is my customers now. And they ain't, like, everybody in the room then came back, yo, I need a shirt, man.
You reached a new
plateau.
And
what's fucked up was what's really, like, the bread and butter of it is, oh, man, they cost that much? Damn, a shirt is $35? Man, I ain't got it. Mm. And it's like, damn. I know you ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't say it to him, but it's like, shit, I don't know what to do for you, bro.
You say that about me when I walk
through? Nah.
Man, this guy ain't got $20.
Right.
Nah, man.
Broke motherfucker.
That's funny as fuck. But nah, man, it like, shit, that's been my motivation from the jump. And like, shit, every time I get down, I be like thinking of like, damn, I might be quitting or shit ain't coming right. I just think of that night, like, damn. And like how everybody then came back one by one. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all need a shirt. I need a shirt for my kid. I'm like, nah, I got it for the little motherfucker. But we got grown up shirts though, type shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, that's fucking awesome, man. That's such a great story. Cause like, that shows like the determination it takes. Cause like, making shirts and making clothing is such a all right, there's not a shirt company that's gonna make these shirts for you and be like, okay, you can sell them and make the money. You have to buy them.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna give you that chance.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on circumstances. Like the way I got my business partner, because he wasn't on at that point. He was my homie. Like, we've been homies since 8th grade. You know what I'm saying? But he was, this was probably about a year after I started. I'm just grinding, like, flat out. I ain't got no job. I lost my job. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm taking, like, my profits, basically, and paying my bills. Taking the profits, you know what I'm saying, saving a little bit so I can buy some more shirts. And I wasn't doing inventory then. I was doing custom orders. And, you know what I'm saying, he had bought 2 shirts, 2 hoodies, and he was working, like, at Lowe's or something like that. He, you know what I'm saying? He was making pretty good money wherever I forgot where he was at that point, but he came to me one day, like, my lights was about to go out. Oh, like 300 on lights. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? I was over my mama's house just like, fuck, in the studio.
Yeah.
And he called me up, was like, bro, what you on? I'm like, man, I tell him everything that's going on. Cause I mean, you know what I'm saying? Your homies, you do that.
Right.
And he was like, man, I'm about to come drop some money out to you. I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah, man, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, slide through, you know what I'm saying? So he come through, I'm thinking, like, he'll maybe give me, like, $50 or some shit like that. Man, he gave me $500,000.
Shit.
Like, on raps, man. He tell me, he like, man, don't tell nobody. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying, it's part of what.
That's so dope, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, I was almost in tears when he told me that, when he gave it to me. He was
brought
just
you
like,
right back, bro.
Yeah,
brought
you know what I'm
right
saying?
Back.
He was just like, man, do what you need to do with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I see you out here grinding and you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no job. And he said, I don't know how the fuck you is running the whole clothing company. You ain't got no job. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no type of vouchers and shit like that. He was just like, so whatever you do with it, man, you do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's on you. Mm-hmm. And so I went and got my lights back on, bought some more shirts and shit. Spring come around. He was like, yo, I want to buy you 100 shirts for us to sell.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, for real? And he was like, yup. Yup. And shit, we bought 100 shirts. And like, that whole, like, man, that summer, I was like, yeah, that was a tight ass summer.
Yeah.
We was grinding.
Grinding.
So, you know what I'm saying? All the shirts, just like, flat out.
Grinding.
And shit, since then, this has been me and him. You know what I'm saying? We got other people that, you know what I'm saying, that's on board, but like,
Well, I see people in Clever shit all the time. I see Clever fucking, like, I'll drive down Westport, down, like, Mills, and I'll just see two people in Clever, like, clothing.
Yeah, and I'll
be like, I know him. But
people
would
do that shit all the time. Like,
do they?
Yeah, like, Huey P was at, because I forgot what bar he worked at. And he said,
he works at Quentin's.
Quentin's.
Yeah.
And somebody came in and seen him with the hat, somebody I went to high school with. And they was like, my high school nickname is Kool-Aid.
Ooh. Why? Why was it Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid. Yeah. It was Kool-Aid.
Why was it Kool-Aid? Can you tell me why it was Kool-Aid?
I was at a summer camp. Mm.
Yeah.
And they was just giving kids nicknames to be assholes.
And
every day I would wear a different color shirt.
Yeah.
And so they was like, this little fat kid, we gonna call you Kool-Aid. And so,
it was like, oh, you think you fly.
Like the Kool-Aid man. They said, this is Kool-Aid, we gonna call you Kool-Aid.
I only remember Kool-Aid in one color, though. I only remember him in red.
But they was thinking about all the flavors of Kool-Aid, which was fucked up.
Fucked up.
Right.
So I hated that shit. And I'm thinking, that was, I like, everybody in the camp seen I hated that shit. So they, Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. I'm like, all right. That's cool.
What kind of camp was it?
It was like a day camp. It was a TSTL. It was a Christian day camp. And everybody's just calling me Kool-Aid. And I'm pissed. Damn. I'm going home every day like, mama, they calling me Kool-Aid.
Aren't they supposed to be nice, though? Isn't that like the...
Man, it's...
Okay.
It's... I mean, it's like, it's camp.
Here we go. Here goes Joe on his religious tirade.
Okay.
Here's the thing about
Christian camps.
It's a Christian camp.
And they're making fun of them.
That's where I get all Michael Savage on everybody. Anyone know who Michael Savage is? These Obama heads are ruining our oil. I don't know.
It was a sports camp, too. It was a sports camp, too. You know how
sports
athletes
camp.
Is always...
What'd you play as a kid?
I played basketball, played football, did a little bit of soccer, did a little bit of baseball.
Yeah.
I'm an athletic dude. I look big. You like, nah, boy.
I see it.
You come,
it's
you
in
come,
the forearms.
You come
see
out,
him on the court.
You come out to the court, you be like, damn.
See him on the court.
It
either
happened too many times. Yeah, it's in my next song that I'm dropping, I talk about it in the first verse. And it's like, a lot of people just be like, okay, that's cool. In the first verse, it's like, how I wouldn't get picked up the first game.
Right, right.
Just because of my size. And that would drive me. You know what I'm saying? Just like what happened on New Year's would just drive me to just be like, okay, I wouldn't even, if I didn't get made captain, I'd just be like, hey, yo, I got game. Second game, I'm just stretching, warming up.
Right.
About to get
in that ass.
So much drive.
And what's so fucked up is they would put the shitty motherfucker on me.
Oh,
and I'm just
done.
Like, my brother, like, y'all for real, y'all gonna put him on him?
And then you just had to serve.
My bro just like, hey, yo, take the ball, bro. And I would drop like 10 at first.
That's the complete opposite of my story. Because my story was like, I want to shoot threes, and like, I don't want to play defense. You know what I mean? And like,
as soon as
I didn't make the team, I was like, all right.
That's cool.
Fuck it. I'm going to go smoke a lot of weed now and get really bad grades.
I just want to stand over in the corner and y'all pass me the ball. Right.
I just like, that's all I wanted to do is just like,
trying to get
like
that
my
Larry
dad,
Bird.
My dad was the coach for a while. I'd be like, Joe, fucking play
you
basketball.
Gotta do something.
Like, I was on the 3-point line. I was just waiting.
I was waiting, coach.
I had my feet set.
My feet were set.
I was waiting, coach.
Like, I would have one good game a season and be like, see? I told you.
It's there.
I told you. I had this.
Just give me the ball, coach.
Give me the ball, dad. Okay?
That's funny.
Caused the rift.
Oh, yeah. It was never the same. Never the same.
So, Huey was working.
Yeah.
And somebody came in and was like, hey, yo, that's Kool-Aid brand.
Ooh.
And Huey like, no. Okay, like, after the camp.
Yeah.
What's crazy is after the camp.
How old were you at this camp?
Man, I was like in seventh grade, probably about
seventh grade. Okay.
So I walk in. I'm transferring to a new school.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, don't nobody know me. I ain't got to worry about being called Kool-Aid.
Word.
So I go the whole semester. I'm straight. I done forgot about Kool-Aid. You hear me? Like, completely. Somebody gets transferred in the second semester.
Hey, forgot.
It was like, Kool-Aid. I'm like, oh, fuck, nah.
Yeah,
and
forgot.
This shit spread in like 2 days.
Ooh.
Like, 2 days.
Yo, this is Kool-Aid now. This is Kool-Aid, y'all.
Like wildfire.
So I was just like, you know what? Fuck it.
I'm Kool-Aid.
He was
like,
I'm
like, fuck it, I'm Kool-Aid.
Like after, yeah, by the end of the year, it was just like, that was my nickname. I stuck with it. My mama got whiff of it, and she was calling me Kool-Aid.
Your mama was calling you Kool-Aid.
Damn, moms.
But, I mean, at this point, I was like, cool, man. I'm Kool-Aid. It is what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, Kool-Aid is great. I love Kool-Aid. I fucking love it.
What kills me is, what flavor you today, Kool-Aid? Yo mama.
Yeah.
That's the flavor. The flavor of your mama.
Juice.
And everybody that drunk that bitch. Juice.
Talk a little bit more about, like, some upcoming projects you're working on.
That's a great idea.
Cassette. My next, I'm doing a project, which is, it's two cohesive projects. Mm-hmm. And one is called Cassetteville, which is, album, and the other one is called Road to Cassetteville.
Okay.
And Cassetteville is, it took me a while to get the concept down, and so it's just like a homecoming. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going home Saturday evening, you know what I'm saying? I leave the bus at, well, Road to Cassetteville is a narrative. Both of them are a narrative.
Right.
Road to Cassetteville, I'm getting off the bus. I mean, well, I'm not getting off the bus. My girl dropping me off, and she mad about some bullshit. And she pissed because I'm leaving still.
Mm. True, like, story?
So you just leaving? Nah, just say no true story because I ain't got no girl.
Oh.
But, it's a, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting out, and it goes through. I go in the bus station, and well, I can't tell you everything, but it's from, I'm getting out the car. It's from when I get out the car, get in the bus station, get on the bus. And then that's where that takes off. And it's only like 7-8 tracks. It's a prequel, basically.
Like a little EP?
Yeah, yeah, like a small EP. You know what I'm saying? And it all gels together. And it's a conversation between me and the bus driver, basically.
Right, right.
And so Cassetteville is when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right when I get off the motherfucking bus. First, everybody's like, oh, motherfucking Clark. Because Cassetteville is like a place I go. It's my conscious mind.
Right.
When I'm creating, it's where I'm at. And basically the meaning of it is like, yo, this is how I create shit.
Mm.
This is like, you know what I'm saying, a parody of it. And so I'm in this, I'm in Cassetteville, and my homie picked me up, and we just riding around town, seeing motherfuckers and having the conversation, and subjects of the conversation is the music. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And so it's going to be tight, man.
That's dope. That's going to be really dope.
Yeah, and it's like, it's something.
I love Shakespeare LP. I really do. I really dug that.
It's the Shakespeare-ment.
Yeah. Shakespeare-ment is what I meant to say.
You know how it, like.
Who you got producing on that thing?
On Cassetteville?
Yeah,
I'm producing the whole thing.
Both of them?
Both of them. I'm producing both of them.
Yeah. Money right there.
I produced the whole
Shakespeare. That's saving money right there.
Money in the bank. Give them one more.
Well, yeah, man, I'm producing on there. I mean, it's just, man, it's going to be, if I can get everything down, which is, it's an easy thing to do.
Man. We're going on break. All right. Welcome back to Secondhand City. I love Dominico on the fucking soundboard. I love that. I've not heard one sound that I didn't want to hear.
I'm on point, bro. I'm ready.
You're just like, can you please come to every show?
Bro, I am now and forever the co-host.
Where's the claps?
Where's the clap? Where's the claps, bro?
Claps, bro. All right. So, first off, we have another seg. We have other stuff we're going to talk about. This isn't the end of the show, but I want to get into promotions. Clark, we talked about your two projects you got coming up.
Yep.
Where can we find your work?
You can find my work on SoundCloud. Just type in the Shakespeare-ment, and that's spelled T-H-E space H. I mean, S-H-A. KESPEAREMENTLP. Jesus. I've never had to spell it straight out like that. That's the first time when I got it.
Bruh, that reminded me of that Patrice O'Neal stand up where he was like, if a dude had a gun up to his mama's head and told him to spell like tomorrow, he was quit stalling, nigga.
But yeah, you can find it on SoundCloud. That goes your mom. You can type in the Shakespeare Mint. You can or you can just type in Clark Roosevelt, Kansas City in Google.
Okay, yeah. What about your clothing?
My clothing, cleverworld.com, cleverworld.com.
I love that name, by the way.
Some fresh shit on there. Some fresh shit on there.
He's super ill.
And at the loop on 3955 Broadway. Can't see
Third at the loop. The loop is where it's at.
Westport.
Dominico, you got a show coming up.
Yeah, I got a show tomorrow, actually, at Record Bar, presented by the good folks at the Loop and in the ground. I'm headlining tonight.
Today.
So we're dropping it today.
Secretly being revealed tomorrow.
The secret location.
This undisclosed. It's so secret. It's so secret.
So you guys need to come out to where?
Record Bar, Westport Road.
What time?
Let's see. I think it starts at like 9. Doors open at 9. Music probably starts at 9:30.
Yeah. It's going to be tight. Yeah. I have seen, you need to see Clark Roosevelt or Dominico live, because I've seen both of them live.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're fucking ill.
Yeah, they're
fucking ill.
Ill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Secondhand City does not play around.
Man. Secondhand City. Drop a bomb on them, G.
Boom. Actually, man, I'll be feeling like the crowd ain't feeling me. But then when I get off, like, my homie be like, man, everybody was quiet because they was trying to hear what the fuck you was saying.
That's
like
true, bro.
They was into it.
You a poet, bro. See, you know what I'm saying?
Now in my, like, performing career, I just say fuck. I like, love the crowd, and I give them love, and they give it back. But if they're not making, if they're not, like, acknowledging I'm there, fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just start insulting them.
Right. You always pick the guy who, like, looks, like, just uncomfortable and be like, what's your name, Jeff? Jeff, everybody, make some noise for Jeff. Make some noise for Jeff. You thirsty? No, thirsty? All right, the next song is dedicated to Jeff.
One thing I've started doing lately is, if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody, and I'll be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Because I'm that type of person.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have a whole conversation with them. I'm just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? They either, say acknowledge me. Hey, what's up? Something back. They don't say nothing back. I'm going to say, that's cool. It's your punk ass. And if they hear it, they'll turn around and say, oh, so you can hear me call you a punk ass, but you can't see me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I would be one of the punk asses, and I would walk so quickly away from you.
But I mean, it's like, to the point.
I hate walking somewhere. Because, like, whenever I go to, like, a store, I'll just, like, even, I was, like, looking through records, and this pretty girl, like, walks in the store, and she's looking straight at me, and I stared at her right now like a deer in the headlights. I went right back to records and like, just don't fucking talk to me, okay? Just don't get away.
It's like, get away.
Get away. I need to be alone all the time. I'm hopeless.
That's funny, man.
I'm not coming out as a winner on any of these podcasts. I'm broke.
Secondhand City.
Secondhand City.
The hoes gonna be there, man. The hoes gonna be there.
Real talk.
That's right.
Real talk.
We were talking about the Loop, KC, and Clark. The Shakespeare Mint comes out. What happens?
The Shakespeare Mint came out 2014, March 15, 2014. The Eyes of March, which is from Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
The
soothsayer. Yeah. I think I released Chuck that same day.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why you didn't get That's why you didn't get picked, because everyone's talking about Chuck.
See, I didn't get no flack neither. I didn't even. That's crazy. This is before we met, too. This is way before we met.
Great minds.
Yeah, that's tight. That's real tight. So I dropped it, and people that was waiting on it, they went and got it. Probably, I probably got about 25 downloads. I made a bunch of hard copies, Ale Blase Blase. And so, but after that, man, I really didn't get no, I didn't get no love, man. And it was just like, damn, like, I really put a lot into this project. Took my time on it, hard-ass project. But, man, I'm grinding. I passed out maybe, like, that year, I passed out, like, 200.
Well, people are talking about it, and that's the point. Like, people are feeling it now that it's in the loop.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. Like, I've seen that. Yeah. So, just keep at it,
at the
dude.
Loop. I put it at the loop probably, like, April.
Yeah.
And then, like, I come back, and this is when I first meet T. Yeah. In Jarvis. I walk in there, and they, like, they already knew I had the clothing line, and I break up my music. They, like, you do music, too? And I handed it to them, and they listened to it. They hit me up. I was like, yeah, this shit hard. We got to get you on some shows. And I put some more in there. After that, man, people was just hitting me like, yo, man, this shit hard.
Killing
so,
it.
Yeah,
it's the culture, bro.
You need
the
to
culture.
Go check out Clark Roosevelt right
yeah,
yeah. Now. Now we
my
have
Instagram.
New...
Let me tell you my Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, go
my
to
Instagram.
My Instagram
is Clark Roosevelt all together. C-L-A-R-K.
Oh, my God.
R-O-O-S-E-V-E-L-T-T-E.
That was like right on the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting better
yeah,
as the show goes.
Congratulations.
Hey, that's the same thing on Facebook. Yeah, same thing on Facebook. And
just
then,
go stalk this man.
Yeah,
already,
man.
Everybody.
Just
go
Google it and all that shit to come up.
I'm on Google.
Man. When I first did that shit, hotels coming up.
Oh.
I was just like, man, I ain't no fucking hotel, man.
Hotels.
Like,
Clark
it
Roosevelt
was like a
hotel?
Roosevelt Hotel, a Clark Roosevelt.
That sounds really
hotel.
Nice.
Just felt disrespected.
That sounds really
nice.
Yeah,
it sounded like a real, like a 5-star yeah. hotel. I'm like, I gotta go.
It's for all real, right. Like the side
so we got
of the
a
road
new segment.
Joint.
All right. Calm down.
A
okay.
Motel.
We got a new segment, and this is something new that I'm trying to bring into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is a new show. This is a new segment that I'm bringing in. I'm going to try out new segments with guests. This one is Would You Rather.
Yeah.
It's a game that everyone plays. Everyone plays this game.
Yeah.
Everyone loves this game.
Everyone loves this game. I love this game because I get to judge other people.
Ooh.
I get to look at him weird.
Everyone's thinking, okay?
Right.
I get to look at him weird.
Secondhand City.
No.
Secondhand City.
Okay. Secondhand City. All right. So I'm gonna ask everybody. It's a would you rather. So it's like you know.
Yeah.
You know how the game. If you don't know how the game works, fuck you. Okay.
Right.
I'm not gonna explain it.
Stop fucking listening right now.
Yeah.
Unplug your headphones.
Man.
Don't do that. Just. Buy my album, buy everyone's albums, and then unplug it. All right. Would you rather be hairy or completely bald? No, fuck that question. I don't like that question.
I was about to say hairy, man, because beard gang, man.
All right.
That's a personal question.
That's too personal for this question. Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Be a parent or a child?
Ooh.
A child, man.
Yeah, that's the stupid question.
That's too easy. I got too many responsibilities now, and I ain't got
nobody
no kids.
Wants to be
all
a
right,
parent.
Would you rather take an ice cold shower or not shower at all?
Ice cold shower.
Ice cold showers are relaxing.
I'm about to say, I've been broke, bro. Ice cold showers,
yeah,
like,
they
you know what I'm saying?
As a bitch. If it's hot,
right.
You go in there and just, yeah.
Like
you don't be in there too long though. You had hypothermia.
Right. Is this like forever though? Like I
don't
never pay the bill.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
you are nothing. Like your life is like an ice cold shower.
Oh, like, fuck that.
But I can't be out here stinking
with ice.
Like
I feel
no.
Like eventually the stink would like smell good though.
No, bro. Funk don't. Revert.
Like some grapes start getting all fucked up, but
yeah,
then
like,
they turn
like
into
you
wine.
Like
nah.
You just start like,
no, nah, bro.
Like you're just a wine connoisseur.
No, you're nah. Just a funky ass dude, bro.
Yeah, man.
Forever. You're like a crust punk at that
crust
point.
Punk.
You know
crust
what I'm saying?
Crust punk.
All right, whatever. Okay. It gets really cold though.
Yeah, it's really cold. It's over.
All right.
It's over.
Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one. Would you rather be rich or be poor and find true love?
Be
rich.
Give me that money, man.
Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, give me that
everyone
money,
say
man.
Rich.
Rich.
Give me that money, man.
Artie?
I'm with, nah, real. Yeah, I would want the true love, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, I grew up both my parents have been married since before I was born. And I'm like, damn, that shit tight.
Somebody has to pick true love.
Somebody has
to. I'm taking true love. I'm taking true love.
Why you fucking lying? With lying.
Cause I need girls that are fans.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll go with the true love, man.
If you have money, somebody will fall in love with you.
If you have money, but have you seen the women that, like I've seen, I've met women that'll go after guys who just have, that are rich, and they're like, I've seen girls date 20-year-old, I've seen 20-year-old girls go to Florida to go get married to, like, a 45-year-old guy.
Damn. What? That's unheard of.
It's heard of.
Man.
That's gross.
It is gross.
That's what you got.
I mean, that's what you're signing yourself up for.
I don't want to be that old dude at Denny's hitting on the waitresses.
Why Denny's?
I don't want to be. I used to work at Denny's, and I would see the old dudes come in.
Why Denny's?
Because I used to work at Denny's, and the old dudes would come in hit on, like, my waitresses and shit, and I'm just like, ah, fuck, nah, I can't.
So you're not going to be that guy? Let's say you're single at 60. You're not hitting on a young thing?
A pretty young thing? What are you doing at that point to get it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Elders meet.
Clark Roosevelt, 60.
To be, man. Old people meet.
.com.
I would have to go.
Get it up, man.
That's where I would have to go, man. I would be forced into it, man.
So I feel like that was a really good one. All right. Would you rather have a third eye or a third arm?
Third eye.
Third arm.
Third arm.
Where is it going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's where I'm at.
I already have a third arm. You hear me?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going with the third order too, man. Why
Facebook
these three
Jesus
is
gonna be angry with you, man.
Let me tell y'all some crazy shit that happened before you came give me up. I went to sleep and I slept on my eye, so I wake up, and it's blurry as fuck. And you know, say
you
usually
slept,
like,
on your eye.
Like, I was asleep and like somehow my eyelid had opened up.
Get the fuck out of here!
You know, say I wake up, I can't see shit out my left. I'm panicking like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm blind.
Yeah, I call my pops. I'm like, hey, yo, dad. He like, yo, what's up? I'm like, I think I'm about to go to the emergency room. He like, yeah, why?
Before you got here today?
Yeah, man.
Because you sent me a text today. The first text you sent me is illegible. I cannot read the fucking text.
It might have been weird, bro.
He was panicking and shit.
I'm like, man, I can't go with just one eye. I'm thinking jokes my friend's going to tell. Like, oh, it's Fetty Wap. And I was just like,
you ain't Fetty Wap.
And I said, nah, that just can't happen, man.
Dominico, read this first text I got. All
right, here we go.
Because I showed it to my room. I was like, I can't make out what this means.
Here we go. All right, at 5:59 p.m.?
This one right here.
All right. Man, I'm late hitting you, but it has slipped my mind, but I ain't dim. Oh no, Clark. You was hurting, bro.
I was hurting, man.
Nobody was there. Nobody was there, bro. We won. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear you calling.
I was like, I don't know what he. Fuck. So I think I replied, like, are you going to come? Is that what that means?
Sure.
Man, I fuck up like that on Facebook all the time, man. And it's this girl that follows me around on Facebook, like, yo, you just keep fucking up, man. And I was just like, so that probably wouldn't
even
happen.
The girl's, like, grammar checking you?
All the time.
Is she hot?
She is.
Oof.
Shout out to Bianca Milk, Bianca Milk Chocolate something, Smith or some shit like that.
Come through.
Come through.
I'm Honey Lavender.
My Honey Lavender. Secondhand City. Secondhand City.
That's funny, man. But yeah, man. People grammar check me all the time. I just be like, all right. At first, I'd be like, all right, Yale professor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yale professor.
I didn't know you had your PhD in English.
Did you read that text I got? I don't think anyone thought you were gonna be okay.
Oh fuck! Nah, they don't always be that bad. I was probably half asleep or something when I hit you. I don't know.
You were blind. You're half blind. You were panicking.
Almost having a stroke.
I wasn't gonna be able to see out my left eye. You're gonna die. Yeah, man.
You'd be the next Stevie Wonder.
Right.
With the hairline back.
Right.
I can't do it. Nah, man.
Hell nah, bro. You just get to a point where you gotta let him go.
My own. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather be Stevie Wonder, or would you rather be another person?
I'd be
like who?
Stevie Wonder, cool man. I mean, I'm pretty
sure. Who's another? Would you rather be Stevie Wonder or Stephen Hawking?
Who's Stevie Wonder?
All day, all goddamn day.
He's like a genius.
He's the dude in the chair that has to use the robot voice.
He can't move anything.
Oh, nah, I'm going with Stevie Wonder.
All right, oh, not Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles.
I don't know. It's
Thank
rib-
you. That's a good
Ray
one.
Charles.
Ray Charles is getting bitches.
Yeah. I go with Ray Charles. He's got like his own masters. His record deals is like insane.
Really? He has his own masters?
Yeah. Like his shit was like insane.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Like, I think, cause I can't remember, bro. He signed to like a network, like a TV network, didn't he? Like, I can't remember the movie Jamie Foxx, you know, played him and shit. Yeah.
All I see, he was grabbing their wrists and stuff. I was like, ah, oh, that's a Mac move right there.
The wrist.
Mac move.
Oh yeah.
He's grabbing, filling their wrists.
He said, like,
yeah. So yeah, I
had to back up.
Child, man, all those dudes back then. Jackie Wilson used to. Anyone know who Jackie Wilson is?
No.
Sound familiar?
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyways, would you rather?
Was he trying to make sure he wasn't our cousin or something?
No, he would. He would like. Okay, he would come off stage, and he actually died on stage. But he would come
Damn.
Off stage, and he would find. He used to like. Cosby women, like he would come off stage. 14 to 15 year old girls would
Cosby
come up.
Cosby women.
They offer him coffee.
We're right? not letting you run past that one.
Hey, with Cosby women.
We're not letting you run. Right. The English language is changing before our very eyes.
We got a Webster that's on
the hot Cosby.
Secondhand city.
You got Bill Cosby, then you got the Cosby.
Secondhand city.
Cheap. All right. Let me see where we're at time-wise on the show. We should get it like a. Should we cipher?
Should we cipher? Oh, are you about
Matt,
to? Are you about?
He can
beatbox.
Beatbox.
Oh,
like for
I
real.
Let me get the sound thing.
Oh, would you? Go ahead.
We got to
pass the torch.
We have to do this.
Passing the torch. Uh oh.
Let's see what's.
Mike is being moved.
Y'all done fucked up now.
Yeah. Am I too loud?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Let's see.
Make it work.
Yeah, all right.
Make it work. Hey. Make it funky for a real one. I don't have to fucking kill them. They already dead. I'm so far ahead that they can't even see me. He asked if I wanted to be Stevie, but I'm cool. I'd rather be me. It's me, Clark, on Secondhand City, and we trying to get the hoes. But first, let me count my O's. I mean, you know how that shit goes. It's just me and my motherfucking bros, like the Wangians. This is just how we get dangin'. That's down, but that's how Clark spelled it in this text. No, I'm done. Nah. I can keep going.
Yo, we on Secondhand City. I hope it's not shitty, yo. I get real nifty. I get pretty, not really. Sometimes I get broke and I gotta get nifty. Like steal a shirt just to get a flirt. I go berserk. I don't even know my own worth. Most of the time I bring up Adrian Peterson in raps. I'm not sure why, but he's really fast in the. I'm nasty on the mic. I'm not Eminem or Mike. My name is Joe. Yo, here's the scenario. I get bro, low, low, do, do.
Yeah.
That was like Tech N9ne, yo. Whatever.
Secondhand City.
We did it. Artie, you want to get in this?
No.
Secondhand City.
You are. Now listening to Secondhand City.
Secondhand City.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Now we got the plug in. We got the plug in.
That is going to stay on forever.
Hell yeah. Oh,
the all first right. Secondhand City cipher.
The first Secondhand City cipher, man.
I said the show was going to be like 30 minutes, and it's an hour right now.
And people complaining about it's too long.
Clark. Flat out. Amazing. Flat out. Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, no, not with the left. Not with the left. Let me get that back, bro. Let me get that back. Not with the left. Not with the left, my left. All right,
Artie didn't say too much, but he was just back there enjoying himself.
He's just doing his thing.
He was making sure, you know, nobody said anything.
Everybody drinks.
Anything wrong.
He made drinks. That's all you can
make drinks.
Right.
Made drinks.
Artie got it lit.
Yeah. My man Dominico.
Co-host forever. Secondhand City. Forever. Secondhand City.
I'm holding you to that.
Oh, yeah, bro. Just let me know. We pulling up.
Okay. And Clark, you have to be on more shows, too. Cause
man, I'm down, man. I'm down.
Holy shit. This is my roommate.
And on that note,
we out.
Hell yeah. Straight up.